The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here, along with Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak, Creative Financial Partners. And here's your number to call if you'd like to get in touch and arrange a visit so you can come into the office in Perrysburg and have a conversation with these guys about your financial situation. They specialize in helping people achieve peace of mind during their retirement years. The number to call is 1-800-373-9715. That's 1-800-373-9715. All you have to do is call and leave your contact information. A member of the outstanding team at Creative Financial Partners will get back with you and then arrange a convenient time for you to come in and sit down and talk face-to-face. 800-373-9715. This is the Community Connection here on the Financial Symphony. And right now I'm going to turn it over to Tim Croak, who has a very special guest today.
Ron, thanks a lot. We're very pleased to have in the studio today one of our resources, Don Qualters. Don is a vice president of sales for Vision for Fund Distributors. And I brag about this a lot, but for every hour that we spend face-to-face with a client, we spend another hour getting updated and educated from people like Don. A lot of times it is Don. To teach us about the product offerings that are available in the marketplace. And so Don's one of those guys. We've worked with him for an awful long time, and he reps products for us, specifically in the mutual fund industry. So there's very few people that I know of that know more about mutual funds than Don does. And we've gotten to really be close through the years and develop a really good friendship. But more importantly, for our clients' sake, we use Don as a real hands-on type of resource. And so we just spent an hour today talking to one of the fund managers and, you know, from a fund that we weren't really familiar with, but we would like to be. And so just to give you the background with things like that, oftentimes the financial advisors out there are going to make recommendations based on, you know, pamphlets or brochures that they get. Very rarely do you have the opportunity to actually talk to the guys who are pulling the levers on these funds that are making the buy decisions and to get in with them and talk about the fundamentals of what they're trying to do. So it's always a really good opportunity, but you've got to have a resource like Don to be able to tie you into those type of things. So Don, first of all, welcome to the studio, man. It's nice to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, how many reps do you who are in my line of work, how many do you actively deal with? Am I the only one or, you know, because it sure seems like it sometimes.
gosh, that's a great question. That's a tough question. There are so many advisors across the country that we're constantly in touch with. But certainly when I come to the Toledo area, you and Dan are definitely guys that I want to make sure I get in front of and see and give updates to.
And so tell us a little bit about your travel itinerary and how big your territory is. Are you constantly on the road? Do you ever see your wife and kids?
You know what? Thanks to modern technology and Apple iPhones and sharing calendars, we're pretty good at making sure I don't miss any of the kids' activities and I'm around as much as I can be. But I do spend quite a bit of time on the road. There's been years I've been on 130 flights and I've booked a lot of windshield time in the car. But that's okay. It's part of what I do, and I love it.
Okay. And give us a little bit of your educational background. How did you get to be where you are? And was this something where you had to work on Wall Street for a while, or did you have to go to, you know, an Ivy League school? What's your background and where'd you come from?
It's interesting. I grew up on the east side, Cleveland, in the Mentor area, and went to Miami of Ohio. And then after getting out of the school, I was a pharmaceutical rep for a little while. And then I became an advisor, a financial advisor. I had a friend that recommended that I sit for the Series 7 and become an advisor. And I did that for 6 years. And I really enjoyed the combination of the pharmaceutical sales experience and then the financial advisor experience, and said, you know what, I want to deal with and talk to on a regular basis other advisors and have some pretty in-depth conversations. So I became a wholesaler, back in 2004 and have been doing it ever since.
Yep, great. And tell us a little bit about Vision 4. Dan and I are always amazed with the product offerings that you bring us and the quality of them. And, you know, how did you find these guys or how did they find you? And kind of tell me a little bit about the firm and where you guys are going.
Yeah, you know, so there's two different ways to, I think, distribute mutual funds. One would be coming from a large mutual fund company where it's one company name and there's a huge offering of funds underneath it. Many of the big names that many people have heard of that exist out there that may be in their 401ks. But there's also a lot of boutique investment shops out there that don't necessarily have distribution, don't want to hire an entire sales force, but would like to hire a third-party distributor, such as Vision 4 fund distributors, to market their product, explain their product, and answer any questions that may exist out in the investment community. And that's what we do. So we put together a kind of like an inventory or a family, a suite, if you will, of products from different fund companies that maybe have great performance, maybe have a great story, or maybe have a great fit in what clients are looking for today. And then we package those, and then we market those to advisors and help them understand if it's a fit and help them understand if it's something that they need to look at for their clients.
Yeah, that's great. Are there any things that you have got to do behind the scenes? I mean, I understand about picking the funds and there's a science to that, you know, picking the funds that you want to rep out there. But also, I mean, you're an outstanding resource for guys like Dan and myself. And, you know, what kind of backup education do you have to do to keep on top of such a huge product line?
You know, we're very fortunate that these portfolio managers that run these products are staying in constant communication with us and letting us know what's going on in the trenches. So it's not as in depth from that perspective as you would think it would be because I feel like we have such a great team that's constantly communicating with us. And we're no different from most other people in the investment community. It's to quote Wayne Gretzky, where we're trying to skate to where the puck's going, not where it is or where it's been. So we're constantly looking for products that maybe are not effective, not needed for today, but what if they're needed for tomorrow? What if they're needed a year from now? And is that something we should add to our suite of offerings that we're helping to distribute?
Great. And last question. Do you see the mutual fund end of the business? Obviously, there's a huge amount of asset there. And do you see that end of the business evolving and changing going forward, or do you think it's going to be pretty much the same basic business as it's been since MFS started the first mutual fund way back when?
I think it's definitely changing, and I think we're seeing it in some of the major and huge corporations that exist out there. I think with more discussions of ETFs, more transparency on fees and everything, as it should be, I think we're definitely in an environment where large firms are trying to justify whether it makes sense to have huge wholesaling sales forces out there. And maybe this boutique approach that we're on to, maybe we have essentially skated ourselves to where the puck was going, and it's pretty exciting for us. So, but to think that things are never going to change, I can't think of anything where time stands still, and this, I don't think our industry is certainly one of them.
Great. Don, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate you being here with us. So, ladies and gentlemen, Don Qualters, Vision 4 Fund Distributors. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
An awesome guest on our Community Connection today. You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and here once again is your number to get in touch with Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Simply call that number. You can call now. You don't even have to wait until the end of the show. Call that number, leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you, and you can arrange a time to come in, sit down, and have a casual conversation about your situation. Certainly, there's a lot to be learned just by listening to this show, but certainly they can get more specific with you and your situation after they find out a little bit more about you. And again, you can do this with absolutely no obligation and no cost. 800-373-9715. This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. And there's more coming up after this.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
Want to make a musical connection on today's show?
You have this Braxton is our fans? Second series of musician mistakes, yeah. Right?
I love these.
Yeah, because, Neil, they could be the best musicians in the world, but if they don't have the financial house in order, you know, everything they're working hard for, it could be a disaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. We could be the best in our field, what we do, but if we don't have our financial house in order, it can be a disaster for our family, for us, and for our heirs, right?
Exactly. You know, if you were listening to the radio at all in the 1990s, you know Toni Braxton, certainly. Mm-hmm. She sold over 67 million records.
Yeah, she's from my hometown here in Atlanta.
Yeah, and I read recently that she was the second top-selling single artist, single female artist of the entire 90s. And the song I always think of when I think of Toni Braxton is Unbreak My Heart.
Oh, that's a great song.
And I bet you that her heart has been broken by her financial problems. She's had
That's a good one there, Ron.
Thanks, man. You see what I did there. Medical problems have plagued her, and she had another bout with lupus as recently as December of 2012. Now, she's filed for bankruptcy a couple of different times, one time listing her debts as high as $50 million.
Yeah. You know, they had a reality TV show, her and her family, and all this kind of stuff came out during that reality TV show.
Yeah. She was a wonderful singer and a wonderful artist. A lot of people love her, but, you know, you put medical issues in there, and it really complicates things. How do you prevent medical problems from bankrupting you, whether it's while you're working or whether you're retired?
Yeah, so, you know, we always talk about why it's so important to have insurance, and with the Affordable Care Act, you know, mandates were out there saying you've got to be insured or you're going to be, you know, pay penalties, you know. But the thing about it is we're sitting here right now, Ron, with unanswered questions. What is the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare or the exchanges? What's it going to look like here in the future?
Who knows?
I mean, it's really, you know, we're basically out there right now with this potentially blowing up because there's not enough money into the system. It's not working. You know, Congress is going to have to bail it out somehow, or they're going to have to change it. So this makes it tough. It's very, very important when you're getting ready to retire that if you're in the 60 to 64 age bracket, folks, it's the worst bracket for buying health insurance in this country. The good news is everything, you know, is guaranteed to be issued. I mean, you don't have to worry about your health not allowing you to get coverage like it was years ago. But the problem is, how much is it going to cost? And that's why it's important to sit down and have a review performed on your income. You know, where's my income going to come from my investments to pay this premium that I didn't have to pay while I was working? You know, this, that 60 to 64 is the worst bracket. From 65 on, we're in pretty good shape. We got Medicare. All of our tax dollars we've been paying all these years is there to help fund Medicare. Our Part A, which is hospitalization, is taken care of. Our Part B, which is medical coverage, there's a small premium that would come out of our Social Security check, very small. Part D is our drug benefit. And again, small premiums to pay for our prescription drugs. The area that long-term care falls flat on is long-term care. Unfortunately, according to the American Society on Aging, you know, there is a, you know, 70% chance we will use long-term care sometime before we die.
Yeah.
That's a high statistic not to have either money to pay for that health care or some way of funding it, whether it be through insurance or maybe elder care planning, something to help for this. You gotta have that base covered. You know, a good prudent plan is gonna always plan for the worst. And if it doesn't happen, then we're golden. But if it does happen, we have it planned for. It's the same thing with healthcare. And we got to make sure that all you've got enough money saved to be able to get you through that 60 to 64 bracket or get you through your retirement years. In some cases, longer than you actually worked. You know, we're living longer as a society. Where is that money going to come from for those future healthcare expenses? One thing we cover that base with the major concerns that we go over with you when we meet you. Healthcare is one of them. I've talked to so many different classes throughout the years and different seminars and events that I've spoke at, and I ask for the major concerns. What are you mostly concerned about? I can promise you, everyone that I talk to, someone in the audience is going to raise their hand and say healthcare. Mm-hmm. So we make sure as advisors that we've got that base covered for our clients. We don't need to leave that hanging and just hope that we can cover it. We need to make sure we got that base covered. Ron, tell them how to make that happen.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz along with Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. And we're glad you're listening to today's show. And this is the portion of the program we call Getting to Know You. We want you to get to know Dan and Tim and everybody at Creative Financial Partners as much as you possibly can. And I'm going to ask you guys a question and we'll know a lot about you. We'll know about the very depths of your soul by your answer to this question. Dan, let me ask you, what clothes or styles did you wear in the past that make you laugh now when you look back at an old picture and you see what you looked like then?
Well, I'm thinking of one picture in particular, and we had this picture. It was one of my senior pictures, and my daughter used to keep it in her room, and I had this is a fantastic outfit overall. My jeans were that pegged and rolled up with no socks. I had the kind of the boat shoe looking things. I had a cardigan sweater with a shirt underneath it buttoned up. It was a white cardigan sweater. And then, and this is the topper, I had the most fantastic mullet. And the whole point of the mullet at the time was that the mullet had to be long enough to hang out of my football helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I played football. This is back in the Eastwood days. In Lake High School, and I had this mullet that was, you know, I spent a lot of time. We shaved the sides, you know, of the head really close, and the top was real spiky, and then the back was long and flowing. And when you can't help but do anything but giggle, laugh, smirk, or grin when I see that thing, and it still, like, it pops up in my household every once in a while, so I get to see it and be reminded. And you just say, what in the world were you thinking? And, you realize you weren't.
All the other members of your family think it's really fun to bring it up every now and then, right?
Awesome. Oh, yeah. It was fast.
Did you go out in public with that?
I wanted everyone to see me with that. Like, I thought I was the coolest guy ever. I mean, it's just shocking to think about that, but yeah, it's good stuff.
You ever see a movie called Joe Dirt with David Spade?
Oh, yeah. That's much like that. It's shocking. I mean, I'd never had light hair. His hair's a little lighter than mine, but yeah, it's so much like Joe Dirt. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Well, Tim, how about you?
Well, I'm a lot older than Dan, so mine goes back to probably, you know, junior high school and maybe early in high school when we had those big flared bell bottoms and those high platform shoes that everybody was wearing way back then.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you know, anybody with older kids now is going to, you know, say that their kids pick on their current wardrobe and how uncool it is. So, yeah, there's no reason to actually have, you know, self-esteem or pride when you have kids. You might as well just realize you're never going to be cool, and no matter what you're wearing, it is not going to be good enough.
Yep, no question.
That's exactly right. You know, you can just give it up for at least 18 years and probably a lot longer than that. So, at any rate, that is our Getting to Know You segment today. Thank you very much, Tim and Dan and Creative Financial Partners, and I will be back in just a moment with more of today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation, on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Thank you for listening to the Financial Symphony today. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners, your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio. If you live in Toledo, wherever you are, Perrysburg, wherever you are in the area, you can call them at 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715, and arrange a visit so you can come in and have a conversation about your situation. I'll give you that contact number again a little bit later on. But this is the portion of the show we call the greatest hits. And I wonder, guys, if you can tell us about a time when somebody was completely shocked, absolutely blown away when you revealed to them how much they were paying in fees in their portfolio.
Yeah, I remember a time, and this was, don't have to go back too far in the memory bank for this one. It happened pretty recently. I had a friend of mine, very casual friend, fairly new friend, and we were talking, and they were talking about what I do for a living, and they said, hey, I have this old 401k from this old employer that I used to have, but I've really been happy with it, you know, and why in the world would I move the money anywhere else? I mean, the way they're doing it, it's for free. Uh-huh. And I said, well, you know, why don't you, and I'll change the name here, but Bob, why don't you let me look at this and let me just show you how free it is. And one of the things that the analogy we use a lot here is your shopping cart. So if you're going to shopping, anywhere you go shopping, almost all of us, whether it's habit or nature or just hardwired, we look at the cost of something before we toss it in the cart. And so I said, Bob, I don't know if you're a guy that looks at the cost of something before you toss it in the cart. He's like, well, yeah, I mean, of course I do. And I said, well, here's the thing. You already have this in your cart. Let's just see what you're paying for it. And so what happened is he was in a mutual fund, and the mutual fund was a fund of funds. And what that means is that it's got a whole bunch of mutual funds wrapped up inside of this mutual fund. And so he did not realize that there were fees on each one of those mutual funds inside. The other thing there was that we figured out was some of the transaction costs, which are not necessarily front and center. And then the third thing was his plan, his specific retirement plan with his 401k and that employer, some of the cost of the plan itself was actually going back to the participants. So he had three layers of fees that were there that he didn't realize he was actually paying. So he thought all along I don't even know how long he had it, for quite a while, that he had something that he was getting for free and that this previous employer was paying for something for him. So he was going to be able to have the benefits of that. And so when I kind of laid all that information yes, he digested it, and yes, it made sense. But what he was astounded that that was the truth and the reality of what he had been involved in for quite some time now.
Yeah, you know where we found a lot of the shock comes in is when we have people in and we ask them to bring in their 401k statements. And you know, the assumption out there is that, well, I have money in my 401k, so there's no fees associated with it. Or if there are fees, they're very, very light fees. And we have got an actual software program that will let you know exactly what the fees are in your 401k plan. And they are absolutely astounded when we show them the level of fees that some of those plans entail. And they're really shocked, especially when they realize the lack of follow-through and knowledge and service that they're getting on those plans. Those things are the sit-up-and-take-notice type of moments. But it also, that's one of the values that we want to bring to the relationship is so whatever you're doing can be totally transparent and you get an absolutely accurate and thorough picture of what's going on behind the scenes.
Yep. So if you're one of those folks that, you know, has something that's been hanging out there like that and you'd like to at least know what's in your cart, what you're already paying for, I mean, it's a perfect opportunity for you to give us a call. You can call into the 1-800 number and we'll get back to you early in the week and we will sit down and have a real casual conversation. I mean, this isn't the type of meeting that we have where we're talking to you like we're trying to sell you in the timeshare thing. The truth is that we're trying to meet with new people in our community that have, you know, a need for our services. So, you know, truthfully, maybe about half the people that we talk to on that first meeting are the ones that are moving forward because they're very serious about it. And the other folks, you know, we say, listen, if you don't have a real need for this and a real value, it takes us a lot of time to do all the preparation and just figuring out what's in your cart already is very costly on the time side for us. So we're not looking to try to sell somebody anything. The first thing we're doing is to see what they already have and kind of give them some information on that side. So if that's the type of thing that you'd like to kind of know what's in your cart already that you're already paying for, then give us a call.
And when you come in for one of those visits, you're under no obligation whatsoever. It's not going to cost you anything. The number to call is 1-800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. That is your special Financial Symphony number to put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg, 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DeVerna and Tim Croak. And we'll have more of today's edition of the Financial Symphony in just a moment.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DeVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Did you know that a single violin is made from more than 70 individual pieces of wood? Incredible ingenuity and artistry goes into making an instrument that beautiful. And the same kind of care should be put into your financial plan. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony to learn how to make it happen.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. We appreciate your being with us today. And if you're listening to the show, we know that you're concerned about retirement. You want to get ready. You want to do it in the right way, particularly if you were in the red zone the years leading up to your retirement. You want to make sure you optimize all your opportunities. And Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak and all the folks at Creative Financial Partners can help you get there where you need to be. They're serving all of Northwestern Ohio, have been for a long time, from their office in Paris. And you can call Creative Financial Partners by dialing 1-800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. Simply call that number and leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you, and you can arrange a time to come in for a no-cost and no-obligation visit. Just sit down and have a conversation, really. 800-373-9715. It is time now for our Insight of the Week, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Here we go with Tim Croak.
Thanks, Ron. You know, we like to take a little bit of time in each one of these studio segments to talk a little bit about a specific planning idea. And right now, I think it's really timely because the market is up. It's been up for quite a while. We've had a year-long bull market now. And so everybody's feeling pretty good about their investment returns, and I think some of the anxiety of the past couple of years is gone by the wayside a little bit. And so one of the questions that we get often is, hey, why do I need you guys? You know, can I just throw a dart? Can I just use an S&P 500 index fund? You know, it seems pretty good if I just put everything on autopilot. And so what do you guys bring to the table? Why should I come in and have that conversation? And Dan, I think it's pretty fair that you get that same kind of question. And I think realistically, it's a matter of perspective, and it's a matter of not just accumulation planning, but also what about distribution planning? And there's an awful lot of correlated issues with that. And I think it takes a real professional to be able to take those issues on and guide the person, the client, through this whole process. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that you're right on point there. This is one of the questions that in a casual meeting outside of work, you know, maybe with friends or acquaintances or family members, we'll get that. You know, what do I need you for? I've been doing the 401k thing. I've been accumulating assets. I have this stockbroker guy. I really like him. And when you get into retirement or close to it, the stakes get raised. It's kind of like that, you know, we have tons of clients that we have a little casino right here in Toledo, and we have lots of people that go visit the casino. But how many people go into the high roller stakes room? And not that many. And you look in there and it's kind of empty, and you realize why. It's because the stakes are a lot higher in there. So there's not a lot of people that want to walk in there. It's a little bit intimidating. And that's the difference in my mind between, hey, the accumulation stage where, well, if it gets screwed up, I'll just work a little longer, versus the once I pull that lever, I'm done. And so I walk through, oftentimes we'll just follow the S&P 500, or, you know, we'll use Vanguard, which we use on lots of times anyways, and an unmanaged fund. And I'll walk through the process of watching what that rate of return looks like. And when things are good, I mean, everybody is making money right now. Everybody's pretty happy, but this isn't the year that I get really to the point where people are impressed with me. Like, everybody's making money, so it's all good, you know. But if you take and get a 60% rate of return 1 year because you're riding the bull and being really aggressive, the likelihood is that when you have that kind of upside exposure, you've got that kind of downside exposure. So if you made 60 and then lost 40 the next year, you've got less money than you started with. And that's a very key thing. And if you take the same portfolio or the same amount of money and you made 30 and then you lost 10, you have way more money than you started with. And these are some of the simple things that, even though we're in this business and it gets a little bit numb to us, because when we're talking to clients, sometimes they have $20,000 and sometimes they have $1 million, and the principles are still the same. And the big principles that we have are, when people toss me the keys to the car and they say, Dan, get me there, I'm the guy that's got to get them there. And I've been that guy for now over 10 years. And since we started Creative Financial Partners, you know, 12 years ago, there have been so many people that have tossed the keys to their car to me and said, hey, get me to the promised land. And at this point, and I knock on wood, but nobody that's ever taken our advice has run out of money. And so you don't get a chance to say that in every job, and you don't get to have that kind of impact on people's lives. Not everybody does. I happen to be super fortunate. I mean, I go back to 15 years ago when Tim actually was the only guy that would hire me in Toledo because I didn't have the educational standards and all that stuff that maybe you should have had to start in this business. But boy, let me tell you, I'm thankful to him and I still thank him to this day. And I'm even more thankful for all the people that entrust me on in walking through this process. And when we go through the money map process, it becomes very clear to people, A, how important it is to have somebody that's been down this path before, because you're going to be dealing with things like, you know, beneficiaries and trusts and long-term care issues and life insurance and pension options and when should I draw my Social Security. I mean, there are so many things that you take for granted when you're doing it every day, but then on the outside looking in, I think, geez, how in the world would somebody decide how to do all this stuff without me? And so I know I get a little passionate, a little loud, and a little quick talking sometimes, but it's all because I get excited still every single day I wake up. I'm not going to work. You know, I'm going to kind of preach the gospel of what we do here. And what I love about this job is I know that everybody that I can come in and understands and believes my philosophy and we're on the same page, I know I can help them. And I know that I can handle things and I can worry for them about things that they don't have to worry about anymore. And it's the reason that so many of our clients enjoy their retirements at such a high level. And why so many of my 60 and 70-year-olds, I think, are just the happiest they've probably ever been in their entire lives because they've really figured it out. And just like having a key person when their car breaks down, you know, to have a key person like us to be there for you and make sure that the tune-up's there when it needs to be tuned up. And once in a while, you got to rotate the tires, you got to change the oil, and you got to do all that stuff. You know, let us handle that stuff, and you just keep putting gas in this thing, and we'll keep it on the road. So if you'd like to be one of those people, or if you'd at least like to meet us and get a vibe to see if it works at all, we'd love to have that opportunity. So give us a call.
Two quick things I want to add, Ron. You know, way back when I first hired Dan long ago, the question that he asked me brought in his resume. He goes, what kind of degree are you looking for? And I said, well, this is probably going to be a little bit shocking to you, but I'm looking for a PSD. And so he thought for a minute and he said, well, I'm not really sure what that means. I said, the degree I want is someone who is poor, smart, and driven. And he goes, oh, that's me. And I said, yeah, that's right. But, you know, what I marked on his resume after that first meeting was a great big C up in the upper right-hand corner. Because I made it a habit of every time I met someone that I thought had outstanding character, I put that C on their resume, and that regardless of what their educational background was, that always went to the top of the list. And the thing that Dan is kind of saying too is Warren Buffett has this the saying that it's when the tide goes out that you get to see who's been swimming naked. And it's not when the tide is up and the water's high, you know, the low tide is coming. And that's really what you want to be prepared for.
Well, that is our insight of the week. I think that's excellent. And if you'd like to get in touch with these guys at Creative Financial Partners, all you have to do is call this number, 1-800-373-9715. That's 1-800-373-9715. Now, when you call that number, and even when you come in for a visit, you're not hiring them as your financial advisors. You're not doing anything. It's not obligating you to do one thing at all. You'll just find out a lot of very helpful information, and it's not going to cost you anything. You may become a client, you may not. But again, that number, it's all important, 1-800-373-9715. This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Dan DeBernay and Tim Croak. This is Creative Financial Partners, of course, on the radio every week. And we'll have more on today's show coming up in just a moment.
Wherever you go, there I am.
following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Fees! Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky hidden fees. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician, Mark Lloyd, with Ron Stutz.
Mark and I, of course, talk every week on this show about planning for your retirement, and that's what this show is all about. But also, you know that we love music. Mark is even a musician himself, and let's talk about one of everybody's favorites. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Willie Nelson. Do you?
Willie and Waylon, you know, yeah. Back the outlaw days.
Exactly.
Waylon and Willie the boys.
Yeah. Oh, Willie, man. He's such a good guy, and he's involved in a lot of projects. He started Farm Aid.
He started Farm Aid.
Yeah. he's just a sincerely nice guy. I don't know him myself, but I've known people who have worked with him at Farm Aid concert presentations.
You ever seen his guitar? You seen a guitar he plays?
Yeah. It's old beat up guitar, right?
It's all beat up. Yeah. He's played it so long there's a hole in it where his fingers hit it.
It's old and beat up like Willie. I mean, Willie's 83 years old now.
His guitar and Willie kind of match.
Yeah, they do. He's a songwriter, an activist. He speaks out on all kinds of issues. Well, everybody knows that Willie Nelson has had some tax problems and got in trouble with the IRS. He owed $2 million in taxes. Then his lawyers and accountants recommended that he borrowed $12 million to invest in some cattle because they said it would be a tax write-off. But then the Internal Revenue Service ended up disallowing the write-off. And next thing old Willie knew, he owed $32 million in back taxes. So my question to you today, Mark, is how can we avoid that kind of mistake? How do you know that you're getting good tax advice?
Well, you know, you would think that his lawyers and accountants, you know, they were CPAs.
Yeah.
You know, that they would, not expose him like this. You know, now he was lucky. He was able to record an album and pay him off.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it call the IRS tapes or something?
Yes,
the name of the album that was, you remember that?
Yeah,
that
I do.
That paid off the IRS. They actually had made fun of the title of it because the purpose of that album was specifically to pay them off.
And most people don't have the ability to do that.
They don't. So, you know, I can just give you good advice like, you know, you need to use a CPA, a certified public accountant. But, you know, let's just think this through. Any strategies that we may use, let's think about worst case scenarios. If we were audited tomorrow, could we explain what we did? Do we have documentation to cover, you know, to show what we did?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing that some people think the IRS are all bad. They're all not all bad. I've got clients who do audits. I mean, so they're not all bad. Make sure that you have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. You've got to, any write-offs that you take, that you've put together the documentation. Because that's what they look for. They look to see if you've got the documentation to back up what you put on that tax return. You know the thing about it, Ron, a 1040 tax return it starts out with trust.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS is trusting that your figures are correct. Now they match certain things up, like your W-2s and your 1099s. They have records of all that stuff, and if you've inadvertently missed one of those, they're going to pick up on something like that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're trusting that your write-offs, that your receipts you have, and all that is accurate. And then if you're audited, you just got to have backup to show. But you know what I also noticed that sometimes with do-it-yourselfers,
what's that?
You may be missing out on some write-offs that you're able to do. You know, you could be writing off some things. You've got the documentation. You just didn't know that you could write it off. You may be missing out on some tax credits you could be taking advantage of. You know, one thing about taxes, and we just went through a tax season, they're complicated.
Yeah.
They don't, it's almost like the IRS and Congress made this complicated so they can, we would not be able to take advantage of the write-offs that we're entitled to, you know? Mm-hmm. Make it more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that's where it does make sense to work with a tax professional. You know, and one thing we do, you know, there's basic things we help with our clients. We're giving, you know, the type of advice to help them, you know, bring that income, that adjusted gross income down all the time. And that's what you need. And then if we have more of a complicated situation, to go to that expert who knows what you can do and what you can't do, and know that there is case history. There are cases that already are documented with the IRS that they have allowed a specific style of write-off or a specific tax strategy that's already been tested. You know, there's good CPAs and attorneys that can help with that. But you've got to be willing to sit down and learn about that and feel comfortable with it. So, folks, if you have a particular situation you need some help with, or maybe you just want to make sure that your portfolio is as tax efficient as it can be, pick up the phone right now and give us a call, and let's see if we can help you with any of that.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. This is the radio show that helps you make sure you hit all the right notes for your retirement planning. Make sure that you have peace of mind when you retire. You don't have to lie awake at night wondering if you're going to outlive your money. That is such a fear for so many folks, but you can alleviate that problem with a plan, and they can help you put together a plan at Creative Financial Partners. The number to call to get in touch is 800-373-9715. That's 1-800-373-9715. Toll free, of course, wherever you are in northwestern Ohio. Doesn't matter if you live in Perrysburg, Toledo, wherever you are, call that number, 1-800-373-9715. On today's show, Tim Croak and Dan DeVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And Tim, Dan, we got some great questions that came in this week from Jeff, first of all, in Wallbridge. Jeff says he will be turning 63 in a month, and he'd really like to retire soon, but he's really worried about what to do about health insurance since he's not going to be old enough for Medicare. How do you normally advise people on this when they're retiring before the age of 65?
So we actually have somebody in our office that does this exact thing. So one of the things about our office is we've got lots of specialists. So when we started, Tim and I were two of the four that started this place, and there was us, and then we had some assistants and things, but now we have 20-some advisors, I think broaching 30-some people that work here overall. And one of those guys, this is a full-time job for him, and he does the Medicare supplements, the health insurance, the whether it's dealing with a little bit of the Obamacare or the exchange, looking at COBRA options. So I think you need, Jeff, you need to sit down with somebody that does this every day, whether it's our guy or somebody that can kind of weigh out what your options are going to be and give you an idea on what that cost is. This is the A number one reason that people hesitate or wait longer to retire is the cost of healthcare. So the healthcare thing is a really super big deal. You know, everybody's situation's a little different. Their options are a little different. You need to know your options before you pull that lever and say that you're retired that day.
Okay, we have another question here from Mary in Toledo. And Mary says, what's better, term life insurance, universal life, or whole life? What do you think?
Well, Mary, first of all, getting life insurance that you need is the most important thing, and making sure that some way, somehow you've got the death benefit that you should have to make sure that your family or beneficiaries or partners or whatever reason you're buying that insurance for is fulfilled. The secondary question is what type? And, you know, obviously with any kind of permanent insurance, whole life or universal or index or variable, it gives you the opportunity to get your money back, to build a cash value. And so to put money into something and have the ability to get it back is a pretty key thing. You've got to be able to afford it, and the premiums for permanent insurance are higher. And so term insurance is a great solution if you don't have the cash flow to be able to afford permanent. But if at all possible, if you can get into permanent, I would really rather have you go that route.
Yeah, and the reason for that is most of, even though the term insurance, it fills kind of a gap, or it might say, hey, I'm paying for that so that I can sleep at night. The chances are you're going to outlive it. I mean, that's just the way that, that the numbers work. And the fact that by the time that you actually get to a point where you might die, the insurance is either falling off or it gets really, really expensive. So the types that we like are, you know, filling that gap we needed. The indexed universal life is probably the kind that we're using the most of. And we're also, we've got two or three companies that have kind of a multi-purpose feature, and that they will give you the death benefit as all life insurance does. But if you needed that death benefit in advance to your death for any kind of long-term care situation, part of the death benefit's available for that. And that's a big, big thing for our clients, because most of our clients have got, they've accumulated some money, they've done pretty well, but they're not in that situation where they're so wealthy that it doesn't really matter what happens from here. They're kind of in a spot where they have to pay attention to the way their money's invested, and also they have to pay attention to some of the what-ifs in case something something that we used to say outside the box happened. But the truth is that you know, one out of two of us need some kind of long-term care, and we all know family members or friends that are dealing with those situations with their friends, their parents, their family members for sure.
Certainly a lot of different things to think about. And if you like what these guys are saying in the show, if you enjoy listening to the Financial Symphony, here's a number you can call to get in touch and get up close and personal. You can come into the office and have a visit, sit down for a very friendly, informal conversation. 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. One more question today on the request line. Donna lives in Delta, and it sounds like Donna has the Delta blues, if you know what I mean. She's a little worried. Donna says, my husband has always been tight with money, but it's been even worse ever since he retired. He won't let us spend money on anything. Is there a way that I can fix this?
Don, I feel as though you should have fixed this by now. I'm really disappointed. You know, one of the things that we talk about with our clients, and I've been told that I do a good job in prepping them for retirement, because I think of this one gentleman, Tom, and Tom was a guy, he worked into his 70s, and he's an engineer. And if you know any engineers, you know what they're wired like. And so my advice to Tom was, instead of taking just 1 week off, hey, a couple times this year, because he had like 6 weeks of vacation, I said, take 2 weeks in a row off. And then what I'd like to see you do is take 3 weeks in a row off. And I'm telling you, literally every single time I talk to Tom and his wife, Letitia, they come back to me and tell me, thank you so much for that advice. That was such a big deal. It was a game changer. And what one of the things that Tom was worried about was his job not being able to be okay without him. But the other thing was the financial. And once he realized that things were doing buttoned up and doing well on the financial, he was much better with it. The other part of that is, I mean, what's the point in retiring if you don't get a chance to live a little bit? So, you know, you want to have the opportunity, and maybe it's the fact, I don't know what kind of a plan you have, or if you're working with somebody that's mapped you out through a process. But when people walk through our money map process, they get to see these things, take them with them in their hand. And so there's something about, you know, just talking about it, but there's really something about seeing it and being able to look at it and even kind of being able to touch it a little bit and realizing that, hey, as long as I stay within these boundaries, we're going to be just fine. So you would be able potentially to spend a little bit of money and to be able to do that. But no promises on fixing him there, Donna.
You know, I run into this situation all the time. I work with a lot of retirees, and it is the hardest thing in the world to get them to spend the money. And, you know, part of our role in the advisor world is to help eliminate that fear. You know, most people go through their entire adult lives with such discipline and angst about accumulating money that when, you know, that switch is flipped and it's time to start taking money out, they've really got a hard time with it. And so, you know, it's not just your husband, believe me, that this is a very common type of thing. And sometimes we've got to really sit down and have kind of a come to Jesus type of meeting. And I'll tell them, you know, look, your job is to spend this check that I'm sending you, because next month I'm sending another one, and your job is going to be to spend that too. And so we're both doing our jobs. Mine is to send you the money. Yours is to spend the money I send you. Okay? I am committed to my end. Are you committed to yours? And I've, you know, most people are, you know, they laugh a little bit and they can relax and start going down that road. Some people never can. And I've got one guy that comes to mind that is a great individual, loves his children. I cannot get him to spend money to save his life, and because he wants to save it for his kids, and his kids are all very wealthy. They don't want his money, don't need it, but I still can't get him to, you know, to spend anything. So, you know, that's just kind of the way it is sometimes.
Well, one of you mentioned a while ago that it's so hard to change your mindset from saving money and accumulating your assets all these years and then spending that money at the end. It just kind of gives you a certain fear, I guess, or it certainly does some people. So if you'd like to come in and have a conversation with these guys, I know that they would love to sit down and talk with you. What do you have to offer those folks who come in for the very first time to visit?
So our process is very consistent and very predictable, and it's as laid back as we sound on the radio. And so the reason we do the radio show is really to reach out to people that we otherwise wouldn't be able to get to. So it's up to you to pick up the phone and call into the number and leave us a message, and we'll get back to you, you know, prompt and have that sit down meeting. But it's really, we're looking for people that are like us. And, you know, we're financial advisors, so when we start talking about retirement planning, you know, we're pretty important pieces of people's lives, you know. But my dad's a welder, and he just retired, and I needed some stuff done, and it's way out of my realm of capacity. And so I called my dad to help, and then he needed some additional help because there's some of the things that weren't good for him. Or that he wasn't able to do. So he called one of his friends that knew how to do this. And so, you know, the thing is that we all need to work together here. You know, we're all in Northwest Ohio. You know, it's starting to get sunny. It's starting to get nice. We like enjoying the time outside, but it's much easier to enjoy those times outside when you know you have these things buttoned up. And so that process is extremely casual. You know, it's really just a warming up and getting to know each other thing. And we've met so many people that just wanted a second opinion on one or two of their things, and then they'll be on their way. And then there's others that have met us and said, boy, I wish I would have done this a long time ago. I didn't realize this was going to be this easy. And so we like to make it easy. We like to make it comfortable. It's why we're working with thousands of your friends and neighbors out of this office here in Perrysburg, Ohio, and looking to expand to other areas, because, you know, that simple communication and making sure that we're on the same page, it's what we've kind of become known for. And it's a very comfortable situation in a business that for years has been made up to be a little bit stuffy. We're kind of taking the stuffiness out.
And it's informal. As you mentioned, you have an informal radio show. You have an informal conversation with folks who come in. And I know it's such a pleasure to meet all those folks. The number to call to make it happen, go ahead and reach out and call 1-800-373-9715. That's 1-800-373-9715. That'll get you on the calendar. You can come in and sit down and maybe have a cup of coffee, sit down, have a conversation. You may become a client. Then again, you may not. You may be, as someone mentioned a moment ago, you may already be working in with an advisor and you want a second opinion. That's okay. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. Leave your contact information there, and pretty soon you can be sitting in the office in Perrysburg and talking about your specific situation. The Creative Financial Partners can give you lots of good ideas and good generic advice here on the radio every week, but can't really get specific as it relates to your situation without knowing more about your situation. 800-373-9715. You've been listening to the Financial Symphony, and hey, Dan, Tim, it's been fun being on the show today.
Excellent. It's been a blast.
Well, we'll join you again next week for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.